Lift up your hands.
Everywhere you are. Worship him in the spirit because he's dropping something on you now. Lift your hands and worship. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. His presence is here. His power is here. His anointing is here. His grace is here. Worship him. Worship him. Le perete seed. Worship him. Worship. Worship. Honor him. Adore him. Magnify. Lift your head. Lift your voice. Something is happening. Lift your hands in the worship of God, in the worship of El Shaddai. Worship him, honor him, adore him, magnify him, glorify him. Lift your hands, receive something. He's here, he is here. The Master is here, his power is here, his glory is here, his anointing is here. He is here, he is here, he is here, he is here. That's right. He is here. He is here. He is here. Lift your hand. Lift your voice. Worship him. Yes. Lift your voice. Receive. Receive. Receive from Jesus, from the Master. He is here this morning. Receive the hand of the Lord. Lift your hands high. Lift your hands high, Israel, anywhere you are. I see the package from heaven released. I see ancestral generational family curses broken. I see the pressure removed. I see the delay over. I see the wall between you and your destiny collapsing.
Amen.
I see a master breakthrough. I see an impartation. I see fresh fire. I see fresh power. I see fresh oil. I see fresh grace coming upon someone here now. Now. Let it be. Lift your hands high. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Let someone, something drop on someone. Let fresh grace drop, fresh power, fresh freedom, fresh liberty, fresh deliverance, fresh healing, fresh breakthrough. Let it drop. At the count of three, you scream, I
I receive. And you place your hand on yourself and receive what the Lord is dropping. Father, let it drop. Let it drop. Let the grace drop. Let the fire drop. Let the oil drop. Let the anointing drop. Receive your liberty, your freedom, your breakthrough. Receive it now. At the count of three, in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, and 3. I receive. 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 With your hands and give him the praise. 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 I believe God dropped something for you, for someone this morning. God changed somebody's story this morning. And if you are the one, just worship him. Clap your hands for you people. Shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph.
Oluwa etobi etobi o etobi o Oluwa etobi etobi o etobi o Koseni tale fisa kabere o etobi Koseni tale fisa kabere o etobi Oluwa Oluwa wa 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 Oluwa etobi etobi Oluwa etobi etobi Koseni tale fisha kawele etobi Koseni tale fisha kawele etobi.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise and be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe that there are diverse encounters and the touch of God on the lives of people which we shall be taking at the end of the service. Welcome you all again in Jesus' precious name. We have identified people who have come from different countries of the world to be here this Sunday morning. And we shall be doing that so that those watching from around the world can know that it is possible to fly here just for the sake of worship. Give the Lord the praise. I hear that there are other countries here that were not mentioned. If your country here, there are people also from South Africa. If your country wasn't mentioned and you are here, you came in all the way, you can also stand, let's identify in case you were not identified. Your country wasn't identified or mentioned. Anyway, you are, yes. From where, sir? Benin Republic, you're welcome. Benin Republic. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. You came all the way from Benin Republic. You are welcome in Jesus' precious name. Welcome to the Blessing Sunday. I'd like you to know that we have Dunamis churches connected from all around the world. And we are all together. Can you see them all over the world? From Kwanga, Port Harcourt, Lagos, Enugu, and everywhere. They're all connected. Welcome all of you. And we believe that you will not return back the same way in Jesus' precious name. It is the blessing Sunday service. And in our year of overflowing grace and glory. And we have one pending subject from the last month, which happens to be the subject of the blessing. And so it falls very well into today. Those secrets of financial blessing overflow, part 5. Secrets of financial blessing overflow, part 5. Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 to 3, the Bible said, "And I will make of thee a great nation," God speaking to Abraham, "and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I'll bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." Someone say a loud amen. Our objective continues this morning, understanding the power of being a blessing. Scriptures make it clear in Psalm 35 and in verse 27, he said, "Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous curse. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant." The Lord has pleasure in the prosperity of his people. But take note of two things. First, that being a blessing is the established doorway to being blessed by God. Being a blessing is the established doorway to being blessed by God. "I will bless you, and thou shalt be a blessing." No one can expect to be blessed or remain in the blessing if he is not consistently a blessing. No one can be blessed or remain in the blessing if he or she is not consistently being a blessing. Second thing to note is that life is sustained by giving and receiving. Not receiving and receiving. Life is sustained by giving and receiving, and not receiving and receiving. Someone takes in oxygen and gives out carbon dioxide. The plant takes the carbon dioxide. Man takes in oxygen that the plant breathed out and gives out carbon dioxide. The plant takes the carbon dioxide, uses it to manufacture carbohydrate in the process called photosynthesis. That provides food for man by what the plant took from man. Man takes the food and goes to the toilet and pushes out something that is needed by the soil for the cycle of receiving and giving to continue. Paul the Apostle said in Acts chapter 20 verse 35. He said, "I have showed you all things. How that soul laboring, you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. So the blessing is in the giving. Life is sustained by giving and receiving, not receiving and receiving. So we began to look at channels of the blessing. The first one we saw was being a blessing to God. We looked at that from 2 Sundays ago. And being a blessing to God, first through the tithe, second the free will offering, third the projects giving, fourth evangelism seed. Please, I'm rushing because we've gone through this before, and if you were not there, maybe you'll pick up the message. So through the tithe, the free will giving, the projects giving, the outreach or evangelism seed, and then sacrificial giving. Then we saw next, I believe that was last Sunday, being a blessing to the less privileged. Charity giving. The blessing to the poor. Being a blessing to those who can't help themselves. In Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17, the Bible says, he that has pity upon the poor, he lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he has given will he pay him again. That which he has given to the poor will God pay him again. We saw that extensively last Sunday. And continuing today, we shall be looking at the third channel of the blessing, that is being a blessing to the blessed. Someone say, how does that sound? Being a blessing to the blessed. That is literally connecting the blessing of the blessed. In Genesis chapter 12 and in verse 3, God said to Abraham, I will bless them that bless thee. I have put a blessing on your life. And anyone who contributes to that blessing, I will bless him. And anyone who curses you, I will curse him. Everyone who tries to increase you, I will increase them. Everyone who tries to reduce you, I will reduce them. Being a blessing to those who carry the blessing, or the oil of God, is a secret of walking in the blessing. In 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8, the Bible said it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as often as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, behold now, I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passeth by us continually. I perceive, I can sense that this man carries something. This man is not an ordinary person. There is something upon him. Let us therefore build him. Let's make him a little chamber. Let's build him a house. And I pray you, and on the... I pray thee on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick, and it shall be when he cometh to us that he shall turn in thither. And they did that. I can see that something is on this man. Let us tap into what is on him. Let's connect into what is on him. Let's contribute to the blessing on this man. That was what the Shunammite woman did. In Luke chapter 8, verse 2 and in verse 3, we saw some people who ministered in the ministry of Jesus, and certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went 7 devils. and Joanna, the wife of Cusa,
Herod's steward,
and Susanna, and many others, which ministered unto him of their substance. Here was the Master Jesus, the creator of the universe, that literally had no need of anything. But this ministered to him of their substance. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 15 to verse 19, we saw Paul the apostle speaking. He said, now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica, he sent once and again unto my necessity. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. That's Paul the blessed, the anointed talking. He said, but I have all and I abound. I have everything. I don't really need what you are doing. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus of the things which were sent from you, an odor of the sweet smell, and a sacrifice acceptable, well pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Somebody say aloud, amen. Something is happening to someone here. Say aloud, amen. Very quickly, being a blessing to the blessed, what does it do to you? Number one, being a blessing to the blessed is connecting the blessing on their life. Connecting the blessing on their life. When you are a blessing to the blessed, you connect the blessing on their lives. Hebrews chapter 7 verse 7 says, without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. The less is blessed of the better. Listen, a river that must not dry should connect to an ocean. When a river is connected to an ocean, it cannot dry. When a stream is connected to a river, it cannot dry. Many need to understand this. Second, sowing into the life of the blessed is tapping into their realm of harvest. Into their realm of harvest. Because the ground you plant into is the ground you harvest from. You tap into their realm of harvest. I have a blessed man over my life by name Bishop David Oyedepo. Very massively blessed man. Every time I move anything from my life into his life, I have become a partaker of his harvest. Because what lifts me in that direction is also going to lead him out as a seed. And when it is returning, it's returning all the way, all the way, all the way, all the way. Thirdly, being a blessing to the blessed connects the blessing from God. Being a blessing to anyone that God has blessed links you with the blessing from God. He said, I will bless him that blesses you. Genesis 12 and in verse 3. I will bless anyone who blesses you. I will contribute to anyone who contributes to your life. I will facilitate anyone who facilitates you. I will enhance anyone who enhances your life. And number four, being a blessing to the blessed or the anointed is connecting the mantle on their life to tackle the battles of your life. You connect the mantle on their life to tackle the battles of your life. That is, the Canaanite woman, she built a house for Elijah. Elisha. And immediately Elisha said, what need does this woman have? And the woman said, I don't have anything. I'm not looking for anything. And Elisha's servant said, the woman is old. The woman is barren. And her husband is old. Really? In that case, I make demands on the unction on my life. You will, according to the time of life, this time next year, you will carry a child. Oh, man of God, don't lie to me. Say it's a done deal. You are carrying a child. And that child was born. There was a battle that was tackled. I prophesy to somebody here today. Every battle of your life, the mantle of this house shall tackle that battle. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Since I discovered this over 23 to 24 years ago, no month has passed without me remembering to tithe and not remembering to release into the one position over my life as the blessed. The same percentage. The same. And I can't dry up. My life can't dry. Because I'm connected to a notion that can't dry. Who is also connected? Am I communicating? I'd like you to know that the blessing of God is a reality. Anybody who preaches the blessing, in whose life you can't find the blessing, just shun him. And what we are saying now, I want to tell you a story that will amaze you. What I'm saying today, when we say the blessed, it is not limited to a pastor. A man told a story, a billionaire man, a Nigerian billionaire, Christian billionaire, genuine, authentic Christian, old, rugged Christian. He said he was somewhere and he met a young man, a young man. Who came to him and went on his knees and said, sir, I know that God has blessed you. And I know that you are very successful. Whatever is the secret of your success or your blessing, place it on me. And this young man went on his knees and put an offering in the hand of this billionaire that has no need for money. The man said that was the first time he was experiencing such a thing. Because every other person is looking for money from him. But here is the young guy saying, I put this into your hand. And whatever is the reason why you are here, just lay it on me. And the man, wow. Well, God help you. Lay the hands on. And so on. The person, the young man is also a member of this church. Later on, he said, the man called him and said, is there any business you want to do, anything you want to do, any assistance you need? Yes, I have a business proposal. And I said, okay, take 100 million. No bank, no agreement, no collateral, nothing. Take 100 million. When you are done doing your business and you are true, you can return it conveniently. He told me, and I called the man. And I said, this is what you did for him. The Lord bless you, multiply you, increase you. I'm not telling you a story that I heard. I'm telling you a story I'm in the center of. People see big people, they want to get from them instead of finding out what made them.
And there are those who get angry that someone was successful. And they hate them and they are in competition with them, in contention with them. Who do you think you are?
The person I'm talking doesn't need to get anybody to give him 100 million now. Except if you want to give him some billions. Doesn't need anybody to give him 100 million now. Doing his own projects in billions now. Am I communicating? The easiest way to go up in the blessing is to connect with one that is blessed.
I was talking with one of our friends in ministry. 1998, that's like 24 years ago. And he said he just discovered something. The moment he decided to release up, that his life began to move up. And I said, I discovered it too, since. And everybody has been moving up since then. You are going up in the name of Jesus. Please note the following concerning being a blessing to the blessed. One, really blessed and anointed people don't need what we have. They don't need what we have. We need what they have. Any really blessed person, any really anointed person, don't need what we have, but we need what they have. Elisha could be sustained from any source without the Shunammite woman. But the Shunammite woman needed what Elijah had. Elijah could have been sustained from anywhere without the widow of Zarephath. But the widow of Zarephath needed what Elijah had. Very important. Number two, also equally important. Begin from where you are. You don't have to have the whole world to do the right thing. Begin from where you are. Genesis chapter 13 verse 14. God said to Abraham, and the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lord was separated from him, lift up now your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward and southward, and eastward and westward. Begin from where you are. And finally, number three. Never allow anyone to force you to give to them what you don't have or what you are not willing to give. I want to make this clause very clear. Never allow anyone to force you to give what you don't have or what you are not willing to give. In the name of being a prophet or a pastor or an apostle. Deuteronomy chapter 16 verse 17. Look at what it says. Deuteronomy says, every man shall give as he is able. As he is able, according to the blessing that the Lord, thy God, which has given thee, as he is able. Not what he is not able to give. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and in verse 7, he said, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver, not grudgingly. Never allow anyone to force you to give to them what you don't have or what you are not willing to give. And now 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 12, that nails it. For if there be first
a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man has. So you must be willing and you must have it. And not according to that he has not. If there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to what a man has, not according to what he doesn't have. And somebody meets you and said, "Thus says the Lord, sow into my life 100 million because a blessing is on your way." How do you know he is lying? You know because you don't have 100 million. I mean, you don't have it. Thus says the Lord, sell your car and sow into my life. You know, there are a lot of people who will carry scriptures and manipulate it to their own advantage. Give me your car. Give me your house. And the person says, "It is the Lord who said it all. God said I should give him my house. If I don't give him now, I'm offending God. It's not God who said it." Archbishop Idahosa of blessed memory said, if someone meets you and say, "Thus says the Lord, give me your car," tell him, "Thus says the Lord, I should not give you my car." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thus says the Lord. It is thus says the Lord versus thus says the Lord. Am I communicating? Don't let anybody put you under pressure. Don't let any prophecy put your life under pressure. If there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man has, not according to what he does not have. We have offering baskets here and there. Or we have welfare boxes. We used to have welfare boxes. I can't see them now. Where we give, we drop offering for needy people. We used to put them in case you have cloth or things. But we don't have a single one for prophet's offering. We don't. We won't. We can't. And this is, I'm talking to all locations connected. We don't. We won't. Why? So that it is not misapplied, misappropriated, and abused. We will never. Somebody say amen. So in case you are watching and there is anything like that, know that they are doing the wrong thing. Praise the Lord. But without any doubt, there is the blessing of connecting higher. And let there be a willing mind, and you do it voluntarily, and you do it willingly, excitedly, as the Lord leads you. Now let's move to the next. What other channel of blessing? Number four is being a blessing to family, to the family. You want God to bless you, you must be a blessing to your family. And I have two ways here. Number one, blessing to parents. And second, that's 4A, blessing to parents. And B, blessing to dependents, wife and children. Very important. In Genesis chapter 27, verse 1 to 4, very exciting today. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, and said unto him, "My son." And he said unto him, "Behold, here am I." And he said, "Behold, now I am old. I know the day of my death. I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray you, your weapons, your quiver and your bow, and go out to the field and take me some venison.
make me savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die. I want to bless you, my son, but I want you to touch my heart with your giving. Can somebody say a loud amen? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. He said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Number 2, honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with you, that you may live long on the earth. Obey your parents, then honor. Two different things. Obey means submit to their instructions, comply. Honor means allocate value to them. You know, when you go and give a seminar somewhere, or as a speaker or something, they give you what they call honorarium. Honorarium your father and your mother. Why? Because they brought you forth into this world. I just saw my degree just now. Very, very soon I'll be with you in my degree. Very, very soon. I think it's the month of June or month of May. Hallelujah. Somebody say aloud, amen. Honorarium your father and your mother. Be a blessing to your parents, those who brought you into the world. And then the second dimension is, be a blessing to your household, wife and children. 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 8. Look at that. 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 8. He said, but if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith, and he is worse than an atheist. If anybody will not care for his wife and children, he has denied the faith. I want to be very blunt now. Let me start from parents. You are in the city of Abuja or Lagos or Paris, enjoying your life, living in posh houses, posh cars, going to 5, 6, 7-star restaurants, feasting your mother and your father in the village are looking for what to eat. You are under a curse. You are not under a blessing. You are not attracting a blessing. Yeah? You are just moving up and down. You can spend 10,000, 100,000 for friends, for people who have no bearing with your life, for those who may even want to kill you if they have the opportunity. And your mother is begging for food. Your father is begging for what to eat. It is a curse, not a blessing. Am I communicating? It's not a blessing at all. My mother and my father were placed on monthly allowance. Apart from raw food. My father didn't need my allowance. My father had money before I was born. Brand new Mercedes cars. Brand new everything. But I had to obey scripture. Are you following what I'm saying here? One day I came home and I gave my father some things. And he looked at what all the things I have given him. And he said, look, have you ever heard of so and so person? He began to mention ministers of the gospel that he knew in the world. Have you ever heard of so and so person? You will be greater than that one. Have you ever heard of this one? You will be bigger than that one.
One day I came after blessing my mother with some things.
He said, it is not with your eyes that you will see your enemies.
You will not notice their plan. That is, they have perished before you know they were planning. He didn't burn you for which.
Am I communicating?
There are people no blessing is speaking for them. Spiritual father is not blessing them. Earthly father, earthly mother is not blessing. There's nothing blessed. The poor are not blessing them. Nobody is blessing them. And they are wondering why they are like that.
Listen. Let me take it to another level.
You are enjoying your life and your wife is
and your children are suffering. That is a curse.
Your wife dressed and you don't know how she came about the dress. And it doesn't bother you. You don't know the last time you bought her shoe, dress, scarf. And you are in the same house. Wife is standing on the road looking for taxi. You are enjoying your car driving. You should trek, let them drive. People don't know the way of the blessing. The food that I will eat, that my wife and children cannot eat, may it never cross my mouth. The money I will have, that wife and children will not taste, will never enter my hand. One day, you know, my wife and I were wearing dress together. So I picked up one dress to wear. And she didn't have that color. Many of you think that she's the one who picks the dress for me. No, I'm the one who picked first. Well, I'm the one who picked first, including this pink one. Oh, you think I don't? No. I'm the one who organized all the things. My time, you can ask her, she will tell you. Oh, yeah. People have been talking, okay, this woman is dressing up this man. Well, she's trying her best, but I'm the one who picked first. I pick first, then she looks for what will match what I have picked. That's the way it works. So I said to her, what about the one you have to wear with my son? Oh, no, I can't even find a color that will match this. I said, what? You don't have color to match this? What is the price of one? Buy 10. Are you following what I'm saying? Some people are saying, I wish I'm the one. Don't wish you. You need to understand what he has passed through to be here. Fire. Am I communicating? I don't know how people can be comfortable that your wife is crying and you are okay. Your children are, it's time for school fees, you are shouting. Are you mad? Is that insanity? I'm sorry for saying that, but only crazy people shout all the time. It's not a blessing. Hardened against husband and against wife. Now, listen to this. I'm saying this with all sense of responsibility. Except you are in the situation where the devil is attacking you, attacking your resources. And you are struggling to help out. And you don't have the means. And your wife is working or doing a lot of things and helping the family. You can be prayed for. And that situation can be arrested. But when you deliberately leave the burden of your home for your wife to run, you are not a blessing. And you are never experiencing the blessing. You say you are worse than an atheist. Huh? You are licking hand with soup that you didn't buy. swallowing aku that you didn't supply. And you are complaining that the soup is not enough. And you didn't know how the money was. Oh my God, I can't understand some things. Like this, my friend who broke his fast with Aku. And Aku put him under pressure. I hope you are the one who supplied that Aku. This is scripture. And they are pursuing contract, is not working. They are pursuing everything, is not working. Your wife, God is seeing the tears of your wife. He's seen the complaints of your children. He's seen it. He's seen that your household is not, they are not happy. And you are not making any effort. And what I'm preaching, I can't dare preach it if that is not my practice. Am I communicating at all? God has blessed you. Place your wife on an allowance. Let me tell you something. If you are receiving 100,000 a month and your wife is receiving 1 million a month, which means she has more money than you, you still do your best to make available what you can. And I can assure you something. If you are to give your wife 10,000 naira out of that 100,000, it is more valuable to her than her 1 million naira salary. Women are saying, God bless you, man of God. It is more valuable to your wife than her 1 million naira salary. Why? Husband gave me. Husband loves me. My husband loves me. My husband is not earning so much, but the little he has, he said, and every understanding wife will spend and spend themselves. They won't complain about household money. They won't complain about anything. They will spend and overspend themselves. Am I communicating at all? Take it easy. Let's make it easy for God to bless you. Bless us. Let's make it easy for the scriptures to work in our lives. Hallelujah. I can never ask my wife, so what is your own contribution to food money? What is your own contribution to children's school? She has already tried. When she went to labor room, I didn't go. When she carried that weight for 9 months, I didn't carry. I think God should have made men to carry pregnancy once. If men carry pregnancy once, the world will finish. They won't go again. They won't go to labor. They will shout on the nurses. Okay, cooperate. You too, cooperate. Remove this baby now. What kind of rubbish is this? I need my life back. If babies, you wake them up in the baby will die of hunger. Wake them up in the night to say, get that, my friend. I was living my life before you came. And you came. Wake who up. If you are crying, cry. Just any cry you want, just you are on your own. On your own. You can't destroy my life. Because praise the Lord.
Am I communicating? If we are able to put ourselves in the shoes of others, we will be able to do well. Please, these things we are saying and we are laughing about it, but it's a major secret of being blessed. Let your wife have goodwill for you. Let your children rise up and say, this man is a good man. Let your employees, I'm coming to that one now. Let your father in the Lord say you are a good son, a good daughter. Let the needy around you bless you. And then no matter what the devil tries to do against you, it can never succeed. I prophesy to somebody here, no power of witchcraft shall succeed against you, shall succeed against you, shall succeed against you, shall succeed against you. You believe that, shall the Lord say amen. My children say, Daddy, you have set a very high bar. Men, any man who will come, they have to really try. They have to really, really try. I said, calm down, calm down. God will help all of us. Because the man has to be smart. He has to be sharp. You see, we should come to a point. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to this and then we'll go on to the final point. What is the outcome? If you are here now and you heard this preaching, please don't say wife reported you or children reported you. I am preaching with clear conscience. Out of what is in the scripture. And if it touches you, adjust your life. Be a blessing. Don't come home and women and your wife is under pressure and children are looking and running. You are the lion of the tribe of your family. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Let your arrival be their excitement. Let your arrival be their fulfillment. Let your arrival be their excitement. Very, very important. Now, what is the outcome of being a blessing to your family? Number one, your welfare on earth is guaranteed. When you care for those who brought you into the world, your welfare on earth, that it may be well with you. That was Ephesians chapter 6 verse 3. That it may be well with you. That it may be well with you. As you honor your father and your mother. Number two, your durability and longevity on the earth is guaranteed when you care for those who brought you into the world. Your durability and longevity on the earth is guaranteed when you care for those who brought you into the world. Guaranteed. That, you see, there are people who die before their time. Dying before time is easy. Somebody was talking to his mother anyhow. And the mother looked at him and said, look at you. You are not more than a bottle of beer. He was talking under alcoholic influence. This alcohol that you are talking from, you are not more than it. That guy faded away like you pour away drink. He faded away far before time, that you may live long on the earth. Finally, your relationship with God is invalid when you have no care for your dependents. Invalid. It's null and void. Your relationship with God is invalid. It's null and void. Your coming to church is a waste. If anyone care not for his family, he has rejected the faith. He's worse than an infidel. It's null and void. You are wasting your time. If you are a pastor and you don't care for your wife and your children because there are those like that, you are wasting your preaching. Wasting your pastoring. You are choir, you are usher, you are protocol.
whatever department you are, your wife is crying, your children are in pain because of your life. You are wasting your service, wasting your time. You say you have rejected the faith, you are worse than an atheist. That will never be your portion. Can somebody say loud amen? Somebody say loud amen. Lift your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I shall not waste my assignment. I shall not waste my effort in the earth. I shall not waste my service and my effort. My effort and my service in the kingdom shall not be a waste. In Jesus' name. Very, very quickly. If someone says, I don't have any parents, my mother and father are dead, what do I do? Many things can be done. First of all, you can look out for parental figures in your family. Anyone who represents a father or a mother that is still alive, you can look out for them. Secondly, you can take advantage of the elderly that come your way. I do that a lot. The elderly that come your way, somebody's father, somebody's mother, an elderly person, just minister to them. A couple of times I've seen, most times when you see an elderly woman testify here, my wife will always give a wrapper or something. Most times I come across people's parents and say, oh, let your father see me or mother see me before they go back. I'm ministering to them. I'm ministering to elderly people that I come across. I remember one day we went to a town to preach. And they told me about an old man. He was about 80 going to 90 or thereabout. His old wife, both of them. And I said, let me pay a visit to this man. Pay the visit. Got him clothes, got him many things. And the man looked at me. He had preached before. He looked at me and said, when you are my age like this, you will still be preaching. You will still be strong. You will still be doing a lot of things. Am I communicating? One day, around Area 1, I saw an elderly woman on the road like this. I said, yeah, these kind of people are still in the city. They drive at top. Mama, where are you going? They go here. Say, can we drop you? He said, thank you, my pikin. She entered the vehicle. Wherever she went, we dropped her. It wasn't even too far. And she looked at me and said, you know what? He go, where with you here? I say, amen, ma. Anywhere you turn, you will. Yes, ma. Turn left, you will with you. Yes, ma. Your children will respect you. Yes. He poured all manner of blessings that money cannot buy. All manner. Very, very important. The elderly that you come across, be nice to them. Somebody was trying to climb an aircraft, and an old man was climbing an aircraft, struggling to climb the staircase. This young man went and carried his luggage, helped him climb up the stair. The man said, are there still these kind of people in this country? Where people see old people going, they are just moving on their own. What do you do? The man said, I do contracts. Which kind of organizations? He mentioned the organizations. Really? Yes. Okay, take this complimentary card. This organization you just mentioned, now my son is the MD of that one. He went and gave the complimentary card to the son. You met my father. Where? Long story made short. The company was owing him like some 80s in like hundreds of millions. Paid on the spot. Other doors opened. By being a blessing to the elderly that come your way. Father or mother is dead. I don't know who to minister to. Minister directly to God. He's the father of the fatherless and the judge of the widows. What you would have given to your mother or your father, package it and say, Lord, you know what? I don't have earthly father, earthly mother. You are now in that place. And also, your spiritual father can become also your physical father. You are both my spiritual father and my physical father. All that is a possibility. Another dangerous dimension is, what if my mother is a witch? And my father is a wizard?
The Bible didn't give us detail of what to do with witches and wizards if they are our parents. But there's something I can say. If you are afraid of giving cash, you can give kind, good stuff, and things like that. Also, you can give to God until they have been bewitched. Thirdly, you can channel to another. I mean, there are father figures in every community. It can be that is if the guy is a proven wicked person. Finally, you can do it by faith. In kind still, with the understanding that principles are stronger than principalities. Because he said in 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 13, who is he that can harm you? That will harm you if you be followers of that which is good. You are doing the good thing that God says you should do. Which devil can harm you for doing good? You can sanctify the money, cover it with the blood of Jesus and the fire of the Holy Ghost, and let them try and see what they can do with it. It will bury them. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say louder amen. Lift your right hand and scream power. Anybody receiving anything this morning, shout power. Have you received anything this morning? Let me go with the final and then I close here. The final number 5 is being a blessing. To employees. What the Bible calls hired servants. Being a blessing. To your employees. Call it personal employees. Personal employees. The Bible says we can be blessings to hired servants. Look at what the Bible said in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 13. Thou shalt not defraud your neighbor, neither rob him. The wages, the salary of him that you have employed, that you have hired, shall not abide with you all night until the morning. You are to pay him today, don't pay him tomorrow. Hi. It's awful. What about governments owing salary for 7 months? Under a curse. Heavy curse. Look at government owing salary 1 year. Terrible curses. Big man. Cannot pay those working for him because he's bigger than them. They can't do him anything. Curses. He will not enjoy that money. He will be cut off in the midst of the game. This message is tough. If you can't pay them, don't hire them. Somebody is your laundry man and you are owing him salary. Iron your clothes yourself. Release him and iron your cloth yourself. Somebody is your cook, your chef. You can't pay him. Cook your food by yourself. Somebody is your driver. You can't pay him. Drive yourself. You are not qualified for a driver. You see, people are doing a lot of things that is making the blessing not to land. You are in church every day, and yet there are people grumbling behind you. It is over. Somebody say aloud, amen.
Somebody say louder, amen. You travel with your staff abroad. They gave you $100 per staff to go with you. You paid them 50 only and pocketed 50. That is disaster you pocket to. Calamity. If you doubt me, ask Adam. And they are doing, there are some that may be fighting in the war front, doing all manner of dangerous things, and some people are eating their money. Curses. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 14 to 15. Deuteronomy 24, 14 to 15. I'll be rounding up very shortly. Thou shalt not oppress an hired servant that is poor and needy, whether he be of your brethren or of your strangers that are in your land within thy gates at his day. Honor the agreement. You shall give him his pay, his hire. Neither shall the sun go down upon it, for he is poor and he sets his heart upon it, in case he cry against you unto the Lord, and it is sin unto you. Father, see what this big man is doing to me. Judge, judge, oh God, judge. At his day, you must give him his pay. Otherwise, he may report you to God, and it becomes sin. Jeremiah 22 and in verse 13. He said, woe unto him that builded his house by unrighteousness and his chambers by wrong, that uses his neighbor's service without wages and giveth him not for his work. You are using your neighbor's services without paying him. It is a woe. You know when dogs say, woe, 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 it's not a blessing. James chapter 5, verse 1 to verse 4. And I will begin to round up there. Go to now. You rich men, weep. You are rich, but begin to cry. And hold for the miseries that shall come upon you. Rich man, your riches are corrupted. Your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and your silver is cankered. And the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were by fire. You have heaped together. You are gathering money together for the last days. Behold, the salary, the pay, the hire of the laborers who have ripped down your fields, which you have kept back by fraud, is crying. And the cries of them which have ripped your field and you haven't paid them has entered the ears of the Lord of the armies. Wow. Is it not a serious matter? If a man curses you, God can reverse it. If God curses a person, who can reverse it? That will never be your portion. See, after me, say from today, if I cannot pay them, I will never employ them. I will never hire them. Say from today, I will be a blessing to everyone in my vicinity, in my neighborhood, everyone who walks with me and works for me, I shall be a blessing to them. Do you believe that? Let me show you three rich people in Bible and the secret of their, one of their secrets. Number one, Abraham. Genesis chapter 14, verse 14. The Bible says, and when Abraham heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house. That is, the children of his employees. He gave them training, gave them equipment, took care of them. When was the last time you took care of the child of somebody working for you? He took care of them. He trained them, armed them, equipped them. 318 children that were born in his house, ate from his table, grew in his house, were schooled through him. 318. How will he not be blessed? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Example number 2, Solomon. In 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 8, see what the Queen of Sheba said to Solomon. He said, "Happy are thy men, happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee and that hear thy wisdom." First of all, when she saw their dressing, she was weak. The other day, I saw one of the young men that drive us, and his shoe was so powerful, shining like you can look at your face in the mirror of the shoe, in the shoe itself. And you know what I told him? If you are not careful, if you overpose with this shoe, I will collect it back. Because I was the one who gave him. Or I gave it to him. So he is wearing the same shoe that I wear. If you overpose with it, I collect it back. Let me see, man. The other day, I saw one of my guys with my suit, sharp and neat. I didn't say anything. I'm happy for it. Looks nice and smart. You know, I once had a driver that was like 3 times my size. He was, you know, the Bible says, "He shall be fat and flourishing." That was how he was. He was the evidence of that scripture. Anywhere me and him arrive, they will greet him first. And I used to enjoy it. They will look at him and say, "Good morning, sir." And he will receive it very well. "Good morning, how are you?" Then they will look at me, they say, "How are you?" I used to enjoy it. I say, "You know you are the boss, so." He said, "No, sir, it's no, sir." I said, "See now, between me and you now, who is more massive?" I think that is how life should be. Happy are these thy servants. If the people who serve you are not happy, your destiny may not happen. If the people of your life, especially, now I'm talking of those drivers, household steward, the people that are meant to be under you, if they are not happy, your destiny may not happen, because God watches. The third category, the third person example I wanted to give was the centurion in Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7 verse 2. Luke chapter 7 verse 2. And a certain centurion's servant, that is a word translated slave, the slave of the centurion, who was dear to him, was sick and about to die, dear to him. Go ahead. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent the elders begging the master to come and heal his slave. Oh, wow.
When was the last time you put yourself under pressure because of a steward that is not well? Dear to you, who is dear to you? Which particular steward of your life is dear to your life?
This same man was the man who built the synagogue. See, the same person building church and begging Jesus to come and deliver
his servant. Who is dear to you? That's why people are struggling. One day my wife called me and said, come and look. And I came outside and I saw the vehicle that was carrying our children to school, the same vehicle, inside the same vehicle, was the children of our household stewards, the same vehicle, and carried them to the same school. You haven't heard anything yet. And everybody inside that vehicle, school fees was paid by the same person. That is, your own children, children of Cook, children of everybody, are in the same school, paying the same school fees from the same pocket. One of those cooks is no longer working with me directly now, but the children have not been removed from the school roll. I started it. How can I stop it? What will I say? That you are no longer cooking here, so I can't pay your children's school fees anymore. Will I tell God like that? Stand up on your feet. My wife said, come and see. Say, this is exciting. Your children, your cook's children, everybody, they're all in the same vehicle, going to the same school to receive the same quality of education. The same food. Hallelujah. Please, any example given is not for the praise of man. But if examples are not given, how will principles be understood? How will it be communicated? It's like you are just saying theory. Okay? People are more moved by practicals. And that is why these things are said. So when you look at people, and you see God's help in one way or the other. Some people think fasting and prayer alone is responsible for the anointing. And you see God's help in one area or the other. And you're wondering, what is this? Some people say, what are they preaching that we are not preaching? No, it's not about what they are preaching. It's what they are doing. What they are practicing. It's a new day for you. But I see the door of the blessing open for somebody here. If you are that person, you will say a louder amen. Can that amen be louder still? Can that amen be louder still? Can that amen be louder still? Can you lift up your hands and give the Lord a big shout of praise? There are revelations that God is showing us recently about wide financial openings. Very, very massive breakthroughs. Open doors of resources. It is a season upon this commission. And I want you to take advantage of this season. Somebody who once worked with me in the office is no longer working with me now. And he said, still within the commission though, it's time for university for children and I'm trusting the Lord. Oh, really? It's done. You can't, you don't need to fast and pray for that. It's done. And just going, not government university, this one was private university. You know the amount for private university. When you make this practical, like I said, you start from where you are. Don't do what you can't do. Don't kill yourself. Just start from where you can, where you are. If you do things for people, you are more powerful than. The one who is more powerful than you will do things for you that will amaze you. People that you are obviously bigger than, greater than, more powerful than in any way, if you are able to do things for this kind of people, God will do things for you that will amaze you. Generosity. Listen to this and we'll close. Generosity towards the lowly, L-O-L-W-L-Y, will provoke greatness from the Most High. Generosity towards the lowly will provoke for you greatness from the Most High. Will provoke for you generosity towards the lowly. Towards the lowly will provoke for you greatness from the Most High. And today, I see God taking you up. Taking you up. Don't look at anybody lower than you as an opportunity to oppress somebody. Look at them as the privilege of being lifted by God. Privilege. God has given you the privilege to be raised. Giving you the privilege to be lifted by your impact on those people. Lift up your hands. I will say other things another time on this subject. But for today, lift up your hands and lift up your voice and let us appreciate the King of Kings. Honor Him, adore Him, worship Him, glorify Him. Father, we give You the praise. Father, we give You the honor. Father, we give You the adoration. Father, we give You the worship. Thank Him for the world. 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 Lift your voice. Lift your hands. Lift your voice. Father, we love You. Father, we honor You. Father, we adore You. Father, we magnify You. Father, we glorify You. Go on and give Him the praise. Go on and give Him the praise. Go on and give Him the honor. Go on and give Him the adoration. Lift up your voice. Appreciate Him. Appreciate Him. Appreciate Him. Honor Him. Adore Him. Magnify Him. Worship Him. Father, we thank You. Father, we thank You. Father, we thank You. Father, we thank You. Father, we honor You. Father, we adore You. Father, we magnify You. Leperete sika la da 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 da. Ikazada gada gaya da da hasa. Worship Him. Honor Him. Adore Him. Magnify Him. Worship Him. Adore Him. Mashada gala gaya da da. Father, we love You. Father, we honor You. Father, we magnify You. In Jesus' precious name. We learn on a continuous basis. Maybe you learn something new today. Say, Father, give me the opportunity to practice the things I just heard. Try me with resources. Try me with resources. Give me the opportunity to practice some of the things I heard this morning. The opportunity to arrive in greatness. Arise in greatness. Give me the opportunity. Open your mouth and ask God for the opportunity. I receive the opportunity. I receive the help. I receive the mercy. Open your mouth and speak to God. In Jesus' precious name. Lift the hands high up. It's a blessing Sunday. Very, very soon we shall be taking the communion and releasing the blessing. But before that time happens, you are here today. You are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day for you. You want me to pray in agreement with you. You will pray this prayer with me anywhere you are. Mean the prayer from your heart. As you place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus. Say it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, back never. The grace to live for you, the grace to do your will, I receive it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.